If you fold both teams, you can't win, have enough beer there, under control.
Good hand eye.
Call the Gates County Board of Equalization order for Wednesday, November 16, 2022, at 8:30 on the clock. The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation.
Are you?
Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Swavely, and Lidle. Up first, approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. The right is carrying the load again. Any discussion? Please vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items for equalization. Nat wanted to come talk to us. She had some information to convey.
It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It's beautiful out. It is beautiful.
Glad to hear that.
No, really. I mean, everything's just, you know, as usual. We're working on the pickup and trying to get values ready so the treasurers can send out those wonderful Christmas presents.
Cards no one wants. Mr. Swavely?
I was going to ask kind of Patty, but the way things are going nowadays with the price of houses and stuff coming down, what's that going to do in the future here in the next two or three years, okay? So.
Well, hopefully they'll stop and
level things off where we don't have to.
Again, but yeah, next year you're going to see increases again.
Yeah, she's been talking about that, but you see all the negative stuff on real estate now. Why, you know, just how's that going to affect us in 2 years or 3 years? Level things off.
Yeah, you know, you always
it'll never go down,
you
right?
You always have 2 years worth of sales.
It'll never go down. I know, but
Annette, could you kind of tell us what's leading to a couple of the major factors that have led to the inflation?
I have no idea. Maybe you had the answers to that one.
I just thought maybe you knew. I just thought I'd give you the chance to tell us. But
I don't know. We had heard yesterday somebody had a commercial property here in Beatrice. They had it for sale for a while. And then with the way the market is, they decided to ask more. So, because they could get it. So it's like, what do you do with things like that? I don't know. It's hard. When you're working on, appraisals and that, it's like, where are they getting their comparables? I don't get it.
It is crazy. It really is.
But it was where there was houses that were appraised. Let's pick a number, $185,000, and they sold them for $320,000. I mean,
just because they could.
Something has to happen out of that. I mean, it's just, and it's not going to be, we're going to end up not having to.
Given
the, and it's not just quit, here, given the
price. No. It's all over.
It's crazy. I don't know.
Okay, I just.
Well, they couldn't sell the building and then raise the price?
Sure.
somebody told them they could get that for them. So
did it sell?
No, it's not sold yet.
There was another building that got taken off the market and a bigger offer was made, and I know it sold.
Really?
Too. So, there, I mean, it's happening more than in one place. It didn't sell, took it off the market. Hey, we'll give you this. All right, we'll sell.
Yeah. Huh. And I don't know if it's, in some places that the availability is so low that, you get into these bidding wars and that. So.
Yeah. Well, that's a piece of it.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming down to see us. Thought I'd give you that chance. You answered very well.
All right.
If there's nothing else for equalization, we will adjourn at 8:34 on the clock.